Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners, St. Joseph, St. Cyril and Methodius, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading right after Ash Wednesday on this second day of Lent and the first reading really kind of sums up, you know, really what the whole season of Lent, the theme is that we're to choose life. In the life that we have accepted as Christians, as Pope John Paul II, Blessed Pope John Paul II, referred to it in his encyclical, that the gospel, the good news that Jesus preached and that Jesus is the gospel of life. Christ is eternal life, but also he came to bring us life here on earth, the life of grace. And so everything that the church is teaching, because the church is spreading the gospel today, has to do with life, whether it be preserving and protecting the life of the unborn, the aged, but also protecting and nourishing their spiritual life, seeing that people are not in spiritual death by restoring them to life by the sacrament of confession and baptism, and helping them to have an interior life, a life of union with God, and also giving them eternal life with the promise of living out the gospel and giving Christ himself, the Lord of life, in the Holy Eucharist. So everything that we, you might say, eat, drink, and breathe as a Christian should be helping to be in a spirit of life. And really that is the choice that we have to face and to choose between. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, by their choosing to disobey God, chose death. And as we know, that the scriptures say that the wages of sin is death. Literally, they chose death when they disobeyed God, because that's when death entered into the world because of sin. And every time either an individual or a nation chooses to go against God and God's law, whether it be the natural law or his revealed law, the precepts that he gives us to live a good and moral life, if they go against that, they're choosing death. You know, it's interesting that the pro-choice movement and the abortion whole movement should be a little more accurate in what they call themselves. It should be pro-wrong choice, because there's a pro-right choice. They choose to do the wrong, which is they choose death. So, or they could even call themselves the pro-death movement. So this is where we are, though, even as individuals or nations. If we choose to disobey God and choose to follow our will instead of God's, the only result that can come from that is death. Spiritual death, physical death. It's so night and day. It's just as different between life and death is night and day, so is choosing to live the gospel or not to choose to live the gospel. That is what stands before us. And every one of us every day, because we know that the prince of death, the devil, is always out there prowling around, we have to keep renewing our choice for life, for choosing to do God's will. And this is the constant warfare that it even reminds us in the first day of Lent, this spiritual combat that we enter into when we enter into this world. When we enter into this world as a tiny infant, we're entering into a battle, a spiritual battle, to choose to do God's will and to follow Christ, or to refuse to do that. And we have this constant struggle. Even when we want to follow and do God's will, we know that there are times when we fall in this battle. And thanks be to God, he's given us also the means to restore us back to health with confession and to repent of our sins. So the season of Lent is to remind us of certain spiritual realities, that we are in a struggle. We are in a struggle between life and death, between good and evil, and that we have already for us one who's shown us the way how to win the victory in Christ himself. He's our model that we follow in this season of Lent. He shows us how to remain faithful to his Father, to our Father. He shows us what we must do in order to win this battle, you know, that we are to pray, that we're to do penance, that we're to do works of charity, that we are to deny ourselves and not give in to ourselves because we have this wounded nature, which if we don't do penance and all we do is indulge our desires, will not lead us to make the right choice, but will rather, in many cases, lead us to the wrong choice, to lead us to death, spiritual death and even physical death, and if it's a really serious sin. And we also want to be mindful of what we have before us in this season of Lent, always is to, you know, that we want to be followers of Christ. Our Lord has said to his disciples in the gospel today, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's the daily battle, is to take up the cross and follow Christ, to deny ourselves, to do violence. Because there's times when we would like to be uncharitable and we have to practice charity. There's times when we would like to indulge ourselves and we know that we cannot or it will not be good for us. This is where we must, as our Lord says, you know, because we have this promise of eternal life, we can forego some of even legitimate pleasures during this time. Because to lose our life in this world is to save it for eternity, to lose it to the sense of, to deny myself things that I like. I know that there are far greater things God has promised me. And so that's why people who are Christians, people who believe in Jesus' promise, do penance. Our Lord even reminded the Pharisees, says, why don't your disciples do penance? He said, when the bridegroom is here, there's no reason to be doing penance. You know, they're rejoicing. But when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will do penance. They will fast. And that's what we're waiting for, is that time when we'll be reunited with our bridegroom. Of course, Lent makes a point of focusing on the fact that we are awaiting that time, but yet at the same time we have these paradoxes. We have Christ here present in the Blessed Sacrament. Our bridegroom is with us, but yet we're doing penance. Because this veil of tears, this valley of tears that we're in, this way of pilgrimage, has yet to be completed, and we have to be mindful of it, that we are, that the battle is won, the victory is won, the wedding feast awaits us, the bridegroom is with us, but yet we're also progressing and we're waiting to be reunited with him when it comes to the resurrection on the last day. And in order for us to be on that right side, you might say, on the side of Christ, we have to practice that choosing now by the choices we make. In choosing to do good, in choosing to follow the gospel, in choosing to listen to the church, we will make the right choice and we'll be ready and we'll be reunited with our bridegroom on that final day. And so let us every day today, as we live out this season of Lent, be mindful of the choices we make, and that really every time we're presented with a temptation, that we will choose to follow Christ. They will choose him over whatever temporary or passing good that the devil may show us in its improper way, that we will choose life and choose Christ. For the two are synonymous. Our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let us pray especially for our world today and our nation, which has chosen death in so many ways, made the wrong choice, that it will truly see the light and come to choose life and the gospel and following Christ and not the world, the flesh, or the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.